And then Akrura. Yeah, yeah. Vandanam, yeah. He does get into trouble sometimes, Akrura, but he's quite nice on, generally. He says, then Hanumanji. Yeah. Dasyam, becoming the servant and executing the orders of the Lord. And then Arjuna. That's an easy one, yeah. Sakyam, becoming his friend. And then Bali Maharaj. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything to the Lord. So the nine processes of devotion service are there, and they're beautiful. You know, any one of these nine processes can give full perfection. So the time is flying by. So there are quite a few other verses that I can recite, but I think what I always do is at the end I always try to encourage devotees to in a mood of helping other fallen, conditioned souls, and by preaching and things like that. So I was hearing Radhanath Maharaj speaking a lecture, and he was saying Krishna consciousness movement means being compassionate and helping other living entities. You know, it's like, it's not all right, I'm all right, Jack, you know, I'm not worried about anybody else. You know, that's not the mood of a devotee. A devotee means that, you know, he wants to help everyone come into the shelter of the Lord somehow or other, and Sankirtan is a wonderful process by which we can do that. So that we go out chanting, Govinda Prabhu, he's out, you know, all the time and encouraging devotees to do Harinam Sankirtan. Devotees are out distributing books. But some people may be shy and said, oh, you know, I'm very shy, and you know, to go and approach somebody or do this, do that. So like Dwarkapuri, he's like 65 now, he's an old man, you know. But he thinks, you don't see him out on Harinam often or on book distribution, but he said, let me plant so many nice flowers and put them all around the temple. So when people come, they find it very beautiful. The temple is so nice that they're attracted to Krishna. So that's also preaching, you know. Or they cook prasadam, and it's such nice, it's made with such great devotion. And people have that, they think, wow, I'm going to look into this. This is really, when the deities are decorated and dressed so beautifully, this is also preaching. You know, they clean the temple. All that. There's so many different activities you can do for preaching. So I'll just go through a few Sankirtan stories quickly. So when I was up in Scotland, I was there for 17 years. You know, I met Govinda there. So we were distributing a lot of books there. So I met this Scottish lady, and she said, do you help the homeless? So at that point, we didn't actually have a project specifically for homeless people. But then I thought, if I tell her we don't help the homeless, she won't give a donation and take a book. So then I said, madam, we do even better than that. We help even the hopeless. She said, you help the hopeless? Yeah, I said, there's a lot of hopeless people out there. Probably more than homeless. She said, okay, I'll give for that, you know. Or I could say we help the homeless, the people who have lost their connection to Om, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. And then Srila Prabhupada, he was driving, riding in a car with the senior Gurudas who was with him. And Gurudas was looking out the window, and he was saying, he said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, when I see these people out here, you know, sometimes I feel, you know, very compassionate and sorry for them. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, only sometimes, Gurudas, only sometimes. So the devotee's mood is to be always compassionate, you know. So Nila Madhav Das, our, you know, chairman, he was out doing Harinam one day in St. Albans, you know. And they said to him, okay, you will do the singing, you distribute the books, you know. So he was distributing the books. So he approached one lady, and she said to him, why don't you get a proper job? Anyway, he didn't say anything to her. But I told Neela, I said, you could have given her your card and said, look, I do funerals, you know. I'm a funeral director, I could do your funeral for you. In Edinburgh, where Govinda comes from, we were doing Sankirtan there practically every day of the week. And then one day, there was a devotee called Bhakta Ian. He's now Narsingha Vallabha in Leicester. So he won't believe it, but there was one policeman who really didn't like us. So he arrested Bhakta Ian 3 times in one day. So he would take him to the police station, take all his books, take any money off him and say, okay, don't do it and get out, you know. Then he would go back to the van and get more books and start again. So 3 times he got arrested in one day. And then the next day we were going to Edinburgh and they said, okay, take Ian to Edinburgh. I was thinking, oh my God. But then we had something special that day. You know, we were doing a can collection and, you know, you get 2 days a year or something where you get a permit from the council. So we were on Princess Street and we were, you know, distributing books and getting donations. And this car pulled up and these two policemen jumped out. We called him Super Cop, you know. He's the one arrested Nasinga Dev Das the day before 3 times. He said, right, I've got you. I've got you now. I said to him, officer, we have a permit. He said, if you have a permit, I'll eat my shoe. So then... That day we had the permit, so I pulled out the permit. So I said, oh, go on, then eat your shoe. Then his friend said, well, he stood in some dog muck, so he might not want to eat his shoe, you know. So in Leicester, I was distributing some books in Leicester by the clock tower, and I saw this one man. He was about 30 years old, but he looked quite rough. He had a few scars on his face, and so I said, you know, I tried to give him a book. You know, I said, this book is about, you know, spiritual knowledge and it'll teach you how to understand who we are and what we should be doing in this world, you know. So then he took the book and he was looking at the book and then suddenly his expression changed and he said, no, I can't take it. And he gave me the book back. I said, why can't you take it? He said, I've done too many bad things. So I was thinking, I was praying, you know, he really needs a book, you know. I was praying, and then suddenly, I never said it to anybody else before, but it just came out. I said to him, you know, every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. So he thought, and he said, okay, give me the book. And it's true, you know, we weren't all saints. I mean, like Valmiki, you know, Mugrari, so many, you know. So it doesn't matter where you are in life, you know, we have an opportunity, you know. So he took the book, you know. So sometimes what we would do to distribute the holy name, in Scotland we went a bit, you know, against the rules, but we didn't mind. The Scottish are a bit more rough and ready. They're not so politically correct as the English, you know. So we were thinking, it's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this is their age, you know, so we'll get everyone to chant their name. So as we were driving, we'd stop the car and call somebody, excuse me, we're looking for directions. Can you tell us where Goranga Street is? And they would say, Goranga Street, Goranga Street, Goranga Street. I said, I don't know where Goranga Street is. Say, oh, do you know where Nithai Kloss is? He says, Nithai Kloss? I don't know where Nithai Kloss is. We say, okay, fine, your job's done. Because we were saying, like, well, after how many lifetimes did this person chant the holy name, you know? So we would do that. And then we started to put it on the motorway bridges. We would climb up at night, you know, climb over without the harness and put, each letter was the big A3, you know, poster. We put it up, Goranga, you know, on both sides, you know. We used to put it, we thought, let's get the holy name out there, you know, and it's Baja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, La Goranga Ranam Re, Jejan Goranga Baje, Sayamara Pran Re. Whoever worships Goranga, they call out Goranga, they take the name of Goranga, Lord Nityananda is so pleased with them that they become more dear to him than his own life, you know. So we thought, well, if they say Goranga, then Lord Nityananda's going to get them, you know. So we were getting everyone to say Goranga, putting on the motorways and things like that. So we met a businessman in York. He was in a nice suit and he bought Science of Self-Realization for £10. Then I said to him, or everyone that we would stop, we would say, can you say Goranga, whether they took a book or not. And he said, Goranga. He said, Goranga. He said, that's been doing my head in. I said, how's it been doing your head in? He said, for the last 6 years I've been driving to work and I go under a bridge, it's got Goranga on, you know. And I've been trying to figure out what it means. I said, do you want me to tell you what it means? He said, no, let me guess. Is it the name of a company that builds bridges? I said, yeah, Lord Goranga builds a bridge over the ocean of birth and death. You know? So, and then in Dewsbury, in Yorkshire, I met an old lady, English lady. She bought a chant and be happy for £2. And I said to her, can you say Gauranga? She said, I know what that means. I said, yeah, what do you think it means? She said, it means have a safe journey. I said, how do you come to that conclusion? She said, it's up on the motorways. Yeah, so, you know, there's so many different things, you know. We were doing door-to-door one time and in Leicester, and we knock on this door, and this lady opened the door with a frown on her face, you know. I said, we're from Hare Krishna Temple, you know, we've got some nice incense and books, and, you know, we have different things, you know. Would you like to take a book or something and give a donation? She said, I'm not interesting. I said, well, that may be the case, but the books are very interesting. Then she slammed the door, you know. But those houses were all right next to each other. And then we just knocked next door, and then they opened. They said, we tried speaking to your neighbor, but she said she's not interesting. And she said, yes, she's a right old hag. And they said, don't worry, we'll buy your books. You know, they bought some books. So, anyway, I've got to end now. So the whole point is somehow or other to give the mercy to those unfortunate souls, you know, give the holy names, give books, give prasad, give association, anything to bring back them back to the shelter of the lotus feet. And when we are giving, then we are receiving, you know. And that. But otherwise, if we are miserly, then, you know, we're not getting the mercy either, you know. The Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is to inundate everybody with love of God, you know. And we are so fortunate, you know, we are in the right in the middle of it, you know. We are saturated with the mercy. So, yeah, just even in whatever small way, you know, if you're going out somewhere, keep some prasadam in your bag or have a book with you or, you know. There was one, I'll end with this one story. There was one devotee in Scotland, he was a grihastha and he was a taxi driver. And we said to him, we're putting it on the bridges, we're getting everyone to chant Gauranga, we're distributing millions of books. Can you not just get your passengers to say Gauranga or something or give him a book? He said, well, I was very shy. So then we were encouraging him. One day he came back. His name was Mark, and he got initiated, Megasham. He said, I've got it now. I've worked it out. He said, what is it? So he said, when I'm giving them change, I said, there you go, pal. There you go, pal. There you go. There you go, pal. You know? So he said, I'm giving them the holy name. You know? So, yeah, somehow or other, you know, give the holy name, you know, do something, you know. Anyway, I've gone over time as usual. So thank you very much for your patience and your time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, month of Kartik ki jai. Hare Krishna.